makeup. And it's a favorite topic. I feel like Pocket Size consistently gets praised for their awesome makeup.
Oh, whatever, that's you. Well, makeup girl.
I'll tell you how it all started. We used to be really ugly, didn't know how to do makeup. Like, we thought eyeliner mascara was makeup.
Okay, I look at some pictures now and I'm like, I know I was wearing makeup. Yeah. I know
I was wearing makeup. Eyeshadow and my eyebrow filler.
Look at that. On point. Double dipping. Yeah. There
you
go.
No shading, no
Are like non-pigmented shadows, which is now my
Oh, no, I thought it was primer. Yeah, I feel primer. And then, I never even thought you were primer.
Now it's a must. But yeah, there are some things that are non-negotiables you should spend some money on. Your foundation, for one. There are some good dupes, like, I'm blanking out.
We're doing for concealer. Shape Tape was amazing, but now we're doing the e.l.f. Shape Tape. Fun fact, we're cruelty-free when it comes to makeup, so it is a little bit harder, like,
navigate.
There was this one foundation and powder that we loved, but it's not cruelty-free, so we had to cut her out.
Yeah.
It was the best.
My favorite.
Switch over to Neutrogena, we're waiting for you.
No, it was L'Oreal.
Same. But Neutrogena is a really good makeup wipe, so switch over.
That's fair. I'm MAC Studio Fix Plus for my,
You're the worst! Bunny theater. Everyone
boo! But yeah. But I can say that, I've been working a lot on my skin over the past year.
She does.
And with a good, primer, with a good primer, I like a tinted moisturizer most of the time anyways. So anything like heavy or long wear is only for like nights out or photo shoots.
Yeah.
But yeah, so most of the day either I
have cons.
It depends on the look.
Yeah.
Because for if I'm doing a younger, fresh face look, like when I did a frothy, I just did a quick little like dewy look. So I kept it with the.
That's what I thought of you did the difference.
No, like I switched
the eyeshadow
too.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what I have left in the only red.
Yeah, that's fair. But that's I mean, it looks so good in pictures. So like, if you are doing for cosplay, it is different for real life. You are gonna want, like if you're standing back and you're in a group of people, you want to be able to see your mouth. Mm-hmm. So don't go with light nudes.
Yeah.
It just doesn't, it doesn't translate as well for certain characters. Like probably the lightest that you should be going is like a pink or a berry, honestly. You really shouldn't be doing anything much lighter than that if you're gonna have pictures taken or gonna be standing under like fluorescent light.
Another weird thing to like remember is like blush. Like yeah, you look crazy with your 80s style blush, but
it looks so
always
much better.
Overdo it. Just like with pictures, you're gonna wanna overdo it.
And like for a while, like she does like more blonde characters, so she was whitening out her eyebrows to where it was like invisible in photos.
Yeah,
and it looked fine in person.
Right.
Now she's like we're both learning. It's okay to have your eyebrows still.
Yeah, it's okay. Just go a shade or two lighter on the pencil.
Yeah.
Like when you do Ariel, you go redder versus.
Fun fact: we sometimes use eyeliner.
No,
or lipstick
liner.
Yeah, lipstick
liner.
For colored eyebrows, like the Rem and Ram.
Yeah, a light.
KDA.
And you can find them, like Wet n Wild has some good ones, and they're super cheap.
I mean, we'll do the super ones for our eyebrows, because like, it's a one-time
wear.
It does break out a little bit more, because it's more like oil-based.
Yeah.
If you're doing the lipstick, so for one.
Yeah.
Make sure you get it off as soon as you're
done. Or if you are oily prone, don't use that. Use like something for eyebrows because it is going to be a little bit more matte. Because if you're oily, you're going to get oily here first.
Yeah.
And then it's going to run. And it's not going to be
cute. I think we're more dry skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I have light combination, but a good primer and setting and powdering it into place will help a lot. And it is hot. You're going to be in costume. If you have a wig on, there's lights, there's lots of people. Take all of that into account. Another one is, again, I'm a photographer. I tell my clients this all the time. If you're having your pictures taken, like they said, overdo it on the blush. Make sure your eyes are standing out. Put lashes on. If you can't put lashes on, go heavier on your eyeliner. Some people can't do lashes. They don't want to. Do a heavy liner with a slight wing, and it'll mimic that lash look.
Oh, nice.
And a little bit of... yeah, exactly. And you don't have to do it. But... But yeah, so those are just our favorite little tips and tricks.
Probably
Never mind, leave that out. But the one thing that I, what's your splurge? What do you feel like you splurge?
Highlight, lipstick.
Okay.
Yes.
My
splurge
is.
I don't like crusty lipstick.
That's right.
Easy dry. I will go above on that.
Yeah, mine is always going to be pigmented eyeshadow. You can do so much with it. There's so many times that
I think because we have so many eyeshadows. We never had to buy eyeshadow in the mall, but we do have like expensive. We have expensive highlight, lipstick, and eyeshadow. Everything, literally everything else, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Drugstore.
Yeah, drugstore dupes. Yeah. And drugstore makeup has gone such leaps and bounds for what it was even 5 years ago. Like, they are nailing these foundations.
It seems like it was like drugstore was like no one wanted it, then it had this like pop, and it went to high-end makeup, and now it's back to drugstore.
Because more people have a mixture,
I have my drugstore and my
and that's kind of brands. What my kit looks like. I have a mixture. But yeah, and like I said, with good eyeshadow, I've done so many, like that's how I did my Baby Yoda, that's how I did like all frappy stuff. You can blend that good eyeshadow into like face looks and different, like more in-depth shading on your face for different characters.
Oh yeah, we'll use it to contour.
Yes, you can use it to contour because you get so many different shades, whereas, but yeah, so that's our makeup tip for this episode. For most episodes, we're going to be wrapping it up with a round of...
Bang, kill, marry!
I was excited. So for our first episode, do you want to do one in honor of Suicide Squad?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay, get the pick.
Okay. Do you want to do them from the Suicide Squad?
Okay, yeah, but I haven't seen the first one.
Okay, so we can't do... Suicide Squad because y'all haven't seen it yet. So that's Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. Okay, so Taylor, you get to go first.
Okay, bang, kill, marry. Let's see. Bang, Wonder Woman. I don't know because I used to not like Superman, he's, I don't know, something about him really wrong.
Black hair, blue eyes.
I feel like growing up, I didn't like him either,
but now it's like, ooh.
But Batman's rich, so you know.
We're not even talking about the movies. We're talking about canon characters.
Okay, so Bang, Wonder Woman. All right, that's dead giveaway. Go on.
That's like she'd be nice.
Mary, Batman. We should be very generous.
Yeah, she would not.
She's on an island, all women.
So
you already know.
You're not wrong.
And then I would marry Batman because he's rich. That's what I was going to say. And then I guess kill Superman because he's literally gets hurt or dies or dying every.
Wow.
He's always the weakest link for the strongest man.
Wow.
And then whatever he is.
Batman abandons his girls. He's like, I have to run away. I think I'd marry Superman. Like, he would take good care of me.
On her ranch with crypto and the ponies and everything.
Little cousin come over for Thanksgiving and say, hey, Supergirl, how are you?
That makes sense.
Originally, I was going to say marry Batman for the money, but I'm not a Batman fan these days. As I'm wearing a Catwoman shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, kill Batman. He'll be happier. He'll be with mom and dad.
Oh, that's fucked up.
You went straight for the throat on that.
Teen Titans. Have you all seen Teen Titans Go movie?
Yeah,
that was a little dark.
You're not wrong.
No. Bang Wonder Woman. You haven't seen it. Oh, Bang Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I was gonna kill her, but she's so pretty.
That's fair. Okay, so Batman was my first love, like, ever, and everything. BTS was, like, sealed the deal for me, and
yeah,
I was, like...
That's, yeah, that's, like, that is what, but that we grew, like, that's why I love we grew up with Batman yeah. over Superman. That's why I was, like...
I was like, but I do feel like Bruce Wayne, not Batman, but Bruce Wayne would be the one night stand. Like, that's the one to where yeah, you're like,
lonely,
where like you always just give him a cute, boy. Yeah, you give him a cute little wink.
Right, you see him at your socialite party yeah, and he's got exactly. a new girl with him. You're like, oh.
Exactly. Oh, but this we is had awkward. Okay, no, not crazy. But but yeah, so I feel like he's the bang. Cal is always the Mary. I will always
marry. You're gonna kill Wonder Woman?
And, okay, I feel like...
She feels like she is Wonder Woman.
I am Wonder Woman, so yeah, I'll always up for that, but no. But yeah, no, I don't feel like I... Like Wonder Woman, I feel like it would... That's a serious commitment thing, like... You she's not a one night stand. Exactly. You can't lie. Like, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah, she's like, you fucking liar.
You don't want to marry her?
Cal, I would always marry Clark. Have your farm. Yeah, and I already have half a damn suit. And this. But yeah, oh, so I think I would have to kill. She's the only one left. That's the only thing left. I'd have to kill one woman, which goes against everything.
You would choose to kill her?
You can't lie to her. I can't just have a one night stand with her. Either I would marry her or I would kill her. That's it. There's no in between.
Marry her, kill Superman.
No.
No.
The Man of Steel.
Exactly.
Oh, blue her. Eyes, black hair. Doesn't get better than that.
And with that,
in a cave, like a cave.
Wonder Woman
is
too.
Yeah, but he has muscles.
She's pretty.
She has muscles
too. She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful, but that's what I mean. For her, it would either be marry or kill. That's it. There's no
between. He's a sweetheart. Like, he's a genuine sweetheart.
You have to defend yourselves to me. Crazy.
Whatever.
And I would get a little too mouthy with her, and I feel like she would just push me.
But if I'm
going to
be in a relationship with her, I want to be the prettiest one there. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what, why I couldn't be in a relationship with her because I'm like, well, I want to be the prettiest one.
I'm the pretty baby.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like
she would give
you bossy. I don't
she would sit you down and give you a talk and about why that's not attention. Most important.
Yeah. And I'd be like, no, just kill him.
I should have killed you.
True.
She killed you when I had the chance.
Shut up. When I was playing Bang Kill Mary's my friends.
Should have killed you.
We should play MASH one day. That'd be funny.
That would be so funny.
Nicole has a million kids and lives in a shack.
But it's
me
with
Clark
Kent. The vacation in Italy. None of that makes
sense.
It's
MASH. But it was fine.
We played it. That's what we did. We didn't
have a mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Yeah, it was something like that. Mansion, apartment, shack, house. Yeah.
But yeah, so we will put together an we'll put together an episode of MASH for you guys too, apparently.
MASH. We'll put Monster
MASH. Monster MASH.
Yeah, that's
it's done. All right, you guys.
It's October.
So thank you for joining us for episode 1 of our Gossip City Sirens. They did not pick up on the cue that
I did halfway through.
Say,
we'll have it together for next time too.
Next time. Gossip City Sirens.
Keep what you liked. Keep what you didn't like to yourself. We don't want our feelings hurt.
We are sensitive, Cancers and Gemini.
We do cry.
We will cry about it later. But also give us suggestions for more Mary Bang Kills.
Wow, we're literally the same.
We should have been the twins.
Yeah, we are actually. We are.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.